Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
Big weekend in St. Louis music-wise, Lufest at, I'm sorry, that was what it used to be called. That was a different festival that went belly up. Evolution Festival at Forest Park. Wow, my brain went to a different place there. And Lenny Kravitz going to be there Sunday night as the headliner. Oh,
wow.
Yeah. He's like, Lenny Kravitz is like one of the coolest guys on the planet.
Yes, really is cool.
Kind of pisses me off. But yeah, he's there for the headliner on Sunday night.
I think my
night.
Wife would marry him if she had a chance.
You know what? We can't blame her, Fred. I mean, you're great, but...
Yeah.
Lenny.
Okay. All right, ladies and gentlemen.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
These allegations are deeply concerning.
Does the president have any comment?
We're not going to comment.
It's not clear messaging.
No, 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 no.
And now, Sue's News. Brought to you by Sue.
You know, I've got a little something for Jane and Fred today in Sue's News. Just a heads up. Well, for one thing, it's National Pancake Day, which I love. Now, Fred, you're an expert pancake maker.
I'm an expert waffle maker.
Oh, I'm sorry. I always get that
I
confused.
Yeah, I ceded the title. It's waffle maker.
It's waffle maker. Because
that's easier.
You like
waffles are fun to make.
I'm
though.
Pretty good at waffles, too.
Yeah. Is there really a difference in the batter, someone asked me? And there is a difference. I can't tell you what it is. Huh. Or do you mix it, or are you doing it from scratch, Fred?
Oh, no, I put everything, I break the eggs.
I love that.
That's cool.
It's also National Dumpling Day, which is, whatever.
And, I love dumplings.
It's all right. And National...
I'm on Team Sue on dumplings.
Yeah, they're big at Cracker Barrel.
Yeah,
right.
Well, James in the demo. Yeah, I get it. Okay.
Right. Their chicken and dumplings are phenomenal. I will say that.
It's also Situational Awareness Day. So there's that.
Something I've perhaps never been into.
I was going to say, was that for Mark?
Yeah, I know. I wanted to say it before you guys did.
You knew what was coming.
Well, you know what? Okay, on this day in history, it was 65 years ago in 1960 when the first televised presidential debate took place.
Wow.
It was in Chicago. It was JFK and a
Nixon.
Sweaty Richard Nixon, which they say that was the first time that television may have had an influence how you look on an election.
Because if you were listening on the radio, you came back with different perspectives
right.
on what how
they
the
had,
whole thing went down.
It should probably just be that today. But,
not only was
well.
He sweaty, I think he also had, like, he needed a shave kind of.
Oh, he had
a 5
like a shadow? Ooh, yeah. That's unfortunate.
I mean, JFK was really cute.
Yep, and
that had a
go.
Lot to do with it, I think.
Know.
Just saying.
All right, this one's for Fred, because on this day in history, there's music for this, Mark.
Oh,
are you sure?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
There better be.
I'm going to take your word for it.
Oh, no.
Well, what maybe see. I don't see anything here.
It would have been in 1964. Ethan, did you pull it? Tell me I sent it to him. You know, sometimes we have this issue.
I don't see anything that's labeled Sue.
I sent it to him. Hold on. Dang it.
Okay.
And the music
so
is
1964.
Important. You want me to sing it?
Well, the Beatles were big in 1964.
That'd be the Beatles, right? We're narrowing it down to the Beatles.
The Monkees. So,
whose
maybe?
Fault was it, though?
His. He's playing
okay.
it right now.
Ethan. Okay. He's had a couple this week.
Yeah. Are they showing up?
He's doing a lot.
Well, he was filling in for some Wiggins stuff earlier, wasn't he?
Yeah, he's doing a lot. Be gentle.
Well, should we just wait and
well,
have dead air until he gets it? Or
yeah,
no.
Which
no,
one
he has
have?
To come in here. I don't have anything.
Fred, yes. I'll come back to it.
This wraps up a Friday edition of Zeus News. Thanks for joining us, ladies
great.
And gentlemen.
All right, I'll do it later. In innovation news this week, a startup called Seattle Ultrasonics has introduced a vibrating chef's knife. Now, this seems like a terrible idea, but it's supposed to be subtle. You can't see it move or feel the vibration in the handle. It supposedly makes the knife behave sharper than it physically is.
Huh.
And I'm not sure whether that has to do with how you humanly move it, and then, but apparently if that's built in. So I'm interested in that.
I feel like I want to call BS.
Do you? You don't think it'll help?
I'm not feeling that. Uh-huh. I think it's a gimmick,
but, when you
could be wrong.
When you carve up your turkey, you have the two-bladed electric
right,
thing.
And that I do like. I do like that.
Well, this is just a slimmer, lean-down version of that, isn't it?
Well, then, are we ready really for Fred?
Good? Yeah, I think this just
is. Yeah, so okay. We're ready now.
Okay. You guys, 61 years ago today in 1964.
Yes.
We couldn't have missed this one either.
Exactly.
That would have been bad. Oh, my goodness.
I would have sang that one for you.
Fred's favorite show, Gilligan's Island, debuted on CBS. Yes. Now, of the seven castaways, only Ginger is still with us. Tina Louise is 90.
Mm.
Good
How
for
about
her.
That? Isn't that great?
Good for her.
And then, the weather started getting rough.
Indeed.
The tiny really ship rough. Was tossed.
Not only was that Fred one of Fred's favorite shows, but that if not, was that number one, Fred?
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
If I had to pick one, it would be that or maybe the Brady Bunch from that era for me.
Well,
for
that's
sure.
interesting you should bring that up because 56 years ago today in 1969, the Brady Bunch debuted.
Woo!
Here's the story of a lovely lady.
I saw this on the ex formerly Twitter the other day or Instagram. Somebody said they put up the picture, you know, from when they're doing the intro and they're all looking at each other from the different frames and said, how did they use the platform, what's the thing that you watch people on when you have meetings? Zoom. How did they have Zoom back in 1968? Because it does. It kind of looks like a Zoom call.
It looked like Hollywood Squares.
Yeah, that too, yeah.
Well, the Brady Bunch house in North Hollywood is going to be open to the public for the first time ever for 3 days in November. But bookings, as soon as they announced it, have already sold out, so you can't get in.
But isn't that still like a residential area?
Well, they redid it.
Okay.
And they redid the Brady Bunch house. It was thing on HGTV. And
did
now
they turn
letting,
it back into?
Yes, they turned it back into.
That's 70s decor.
Woo.
Totally awesome.
We watched everything that was up there. There's some episodes that are not on the streaming platforms. I can't remember
there's
a few that aren't up there. So if you go through the seasons, like you'll see 16 episodes, and like episode 8 and 12 are missing. But Alexa and I watched them all.
Did she love it?
She loved it. Yes.
Now, was there an episode, am I making this up, that Marsha met Bobby Sherman?
Oh.
Oh, I don't know about that one.
That might be true.
I don't know.
We'll have to
I don't even know how I would make that up, but of course
I don't remember that one from rewatching it. But you could be right. Again, some of them are not up there. Maybe
I still have my Brady Bunch
Bobby
album.
Sherman, okay, I thought you might like that one as well. All right, AI says while the character Marsha Brady never met teen idol Bobby Sherman on the Brady Bunch, the actress who played her did later appear with him on another show.
Oh, okay.
That must have been what it was.
All right. Thank you, AI.
Thank you.
Okay, so while the Brady Bunch debuts, at the same time, the Beatles released Abbey Road.
Wow.
Isn't that crazy?
A lot going on at the same time.
It was a crazy year in 1969, so this song came out.
I mean, if I'm rating songs, Here Comes the Sun and Sunshine Day, they're pretty close.
Here comes the sun.
Yeah. We should have pulled Sunshine Day.
Here comes the sun, I say, it's all right.
That might be my favorite Beatles song. It's hard to choose. And, okay, back to science news. I'm not sure that this is really, they're calling it Scratchgate news. People have been complaining that Apple's newest products are scratching super easily. Mark, you have a newish phone. Is that true? You're kind of an Apple guy.
I have a 16 Pro. No, I think they used to scratch up a lot easier, but I don't really have a problem with
anything.
I'm getting
a new phone this weekend.
Ooh, that's exciting.
You're going to get the 17?
I'm going to get my, yeah, they just came out to
me. You're going to get
the
17 Pro, though?
Probably.
Okay.
All right.
They're pricey.
Are they?
They are.
Don't
she can
say
handle
that,
it.
Because then I'll get in trouble at home. We
but I always
talk
go for I go for the same thing. I go for the top model. So, but I just got the 16 Pro.
Well,
a year
I really
ago,
am
so
interested in the camera because I want to bring that on my trip.
Right.
Well, so, and that makes sense. And you know, do want to have that.
What do you have? What model do you have now?
Oh, I have a 13.
Okay, so just get the 16. It's fine. It's cheaper. Get the 16 Pro.
He just doesn't want you to have a better phone. Get the 17.
That might
and then
true.
I can show you guys all. Now, have we gone to iOS 26? Or
yes,
are we complaining?
And I don't like it. All right, so I'll just say that. But we got to do a random fact.
Okay, sorry.
And finally,
I do want to hear about that, though.
Finally, in Sue's News, we do have today's random fact. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
It's quick. Most kangaroos are left-handed. And that's it.
Brilliant.
For Sue's News.
It's because they're boxers. That's really hard when you're a left-handed boxer.
Oh, see?
Look at that, Fred. There you go. Sue's News
all
in the books
things
for a Friday. Paul Hall coming up. Frank Cusimano later in the hour.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.